This episode of the Behind the Mask podcast is sponsored by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you know you're getting the real deal. Whether you're looking for a head-turning handbag or a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gym, or sneakers and streetwear that make every step feel fly. Remember that first style piece or luxury item you just had to have? How did it make you feel when you finally got it? These days, to know for sure you're getting the real deal, go straight to eBay. When you're searching, just look for that blue check mark. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. That means when you buy it, you can be confident that it's authenticated by real experts. Why is this the new way to shop? eBay is where you can find rare, limited-run pieces and special colorways you can no longer find in stores. Listen, when you're finally ready to buy that thing you love, you have to make sure you're not going to catch a fake. They're everywhere, and it's real tough to tell the difference for yourself. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, that's easy. So again, look for the blue check mark. That way, when it hits your doorstep, not only do you know it's real, but that feeling you get when you put it on is also for real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day, or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Behind the Mask.
We back on Radio Row, Behind the Mask podcast. And, of course, I always love when we got the big fellas on, the offensive lineman, you know what I'm saying? Tequila, you know what it is. This man already done mashed you up. He told me already off camera he done mashed you up.
Maybe.
Nine-time All-Pro, Super Bowl champ, Hall of Famer, and a Ravens Ring of Honor, and on the NFL 100th anniversary team. In my opinion, one of the best to ever do it because he did it so effortlessly out there. You made it look like a cakewalk, bro.
Yeah, I
Jonathan Ogden. He said, yeah, I did.
I did. Hey, what's up, man? Yes,
what's
sir.
Good, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Just happy to be here. You know, it's my hometown, living in Vegas for the last 20-some years, yep. and just fun. It's overdue to have something out here like this.
Facts. And obviously, it's just galvanized with the Raiders coming here a couple years ago.
Yes, absolutely.
And the atmosphere is just amazing, but when I said effortlessly, because we used to watch tape on you, and you were out there, bro. It looked like you were floating out there. But typically, you don't want offensive linemen to float. But it looked like you float, and then you just stopped because it was like a building.
Yeah.
And can't no defensive end run through no building, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, it was always weird to me, like how I would watch film of another offensive lineman blocking a certain player, and they'd be out there hustling and
hustling and
be hitting hard. Like, oh, this guy's pretty tough. And I get out there the same dude. I'd be like, man,
what's the problem?
Why can't you slip on? Just put a hand on a bow. You got him.
Facts.
But I did have a good little, you know, I got that clamp or that claw on you.
Listen, you was locking that up.
That thing
bro.
Was locking you up, man. It wasn't letting go.
You Hall of Fame for a reason,
that's,
man.
That's it, man.
So check it. We always ask guys that come on Behind the Mask, like, when you got into the league, though, everybody has that welcome to the league moment, you know, they're getting baptized. Yep. Was there a defensive end that, you know, gave you the business, or you was like, this is real?
My first year, I was a rookie, and I was playing guard.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a preseason game against the Green Bay Packers,
mm-hmm.
and Gilbert Brown was mm-hmm. playing nose. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we had a scoop block, me and Steve Everett at the center. And I mm-hmm. was like, tried to come in there all casual, like I'm about to move Gilbert off the ball. Man, Gilbert slammed me with his arm up under my armpit.
Yeah, he used to do that.
Flipped me up over the end, off my feet, on the ground, tackled the running back for like a 1 yard loss, got up and did the grave digger move over me. And I said, oh man. Okay, this is not college. This is a whole lot of men up here. I better make sure I tighten this thing up a little bit more and can be casual with that.
Yeah.
You better get in there and get into that dude. But you know, you always have some moments. You know,
yeah.
It's the NFL, everybody get paid too. But
facts.
For the most part, I won more battles than I lost.
Absolutely, you know? Absolutely, bro.
At Walmart, there's a long list of black lead products that fit into your everyday lifestyle. Scotch Porter Beard Balm is to approve, and ladies, you'll love Laid Hair Care, which makes having healthy hair easier, enjoyable, and more convenient. There's power in every purchase. Every time we buy a black lead brand, we open the door for the success of another black lead brand. So show black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
If you were playing today, which defense would you rather face? You feel you'd be more dominant against? Would it be the Niners or the Chiefs?
Man, that's hard to say because I just watched the Ravens. I was at the game last week.
Yeah, I saw that.
Against the Chiefs. And I felt like they should have run the ball more against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you look on paper, the names on the Niners up front and the backers, they have the names. But those guys, and they're not taking anything away from them. But I think the Chiefs got something going right now, man. Yeah, they've Steve Spagnuolo's got those guys gassed up. You know, they believe. And I think they're going to show themselves on Sunday. I really do. I mean, unless San Francisco is going to run the ball more than the Ravens did. But at the same time, man, them dudes got something right now.
Yeah, they're doing something right, bro.
They really are.
That's why they made it to a big deal.
They're hot. You know what? It was like in 2000 when we won the Super Bowl. We got hot at the right time. You know, everything just started flowing. Our defense started clicking. Our defense clicked all year. Mm-hmm. But our offense, you know, started to move the ball. And plays just happened for us.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. But you can also say the same thing about the Niners with that catch off dude's head, too.
Yeah,
so, I mean, I just want to see a good game. That's what I want to see.
Facts. And was there any nervousness going into the Super Bowl? You know what I'm saying?
All the nerves, yeah, there were, because the pregame's longer, all the hype could build up in a week. But once the ball kicked off and I got that first hit, it was another game.
Football as
you know, I was like, I got to go ahead and beat up on Cedric Jones or whoever it was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, got to take him down.
Facts. Okay. So, you do, obviously, we talked about all of the accolades on the field. But I think what's amazing, you know how some of our brethren are after they're done and health issues, they creep up, you know, in your 30s and 40s. You're like, why is this happening? But you chose, I should say, to partner with the league on an initiative called Tackle Obesity. So talk about that and why you got involved.
Yeah, you know what? We all battle size, and, you know, obesity, 40% of the country is obese technically, clinically. Mm-hmm. But I want people to go to tackleobesity.com. It's a program that the NFL and PA has kind of put together to kind of educate us on how we can do better as a country, how we can eat a little better, do a little more physical activity, you know, just – because they want us to understand that obesity isn't like a character flaw. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like there's so many factors, metabolic, you know. So it's more of a disease than you being messed up.
Yeah.
So go in there and learn about how to be healthier, because we just want people to be healthier. We want to, you know, healthcare just be better. Yeah. Just overall, I mean, I do yoga 3 to 4 times a week. Mm-hmm. You know, I try to avoid certain foods, I mean, the best I can.
Right.
And we're always just trying to be the best we can, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of when I saw the initiative, I said, why you get the old lineman to talk about tackle obesity? But we are the ones to get to talk about that, because we are the ones who fight it, you know. Getting the little guy doesn't quite have the same oomph.
Right.
But to know that we're out here trying to encourage other people, because we're out here trying to do the same thing, because we want to be around longer.
Right.
So that's it was a good initiative for me to go along with.
Toyota is doing big things helping grassroots community organizations across the country with its Nudge campaign. The Nudge campaign reflects Toyota's commitment to supporting and furthering the success of those who need it most. A few months ago, Toyota debuted the After the Nudge podcast. The podcast is a 7-episode limited series hosted by acclaimed journalist Soledad O'Brien and former NBA All-Star J.R. Smith. It features conversations with community organizations that Toyota nudged via $10,000 microgrants. We get to find out what happened after the nudge. On the After the Nudge podcast, you'll hear from founders and leaders like Paulana Lamagne from Black People Will Swim, Dr. Khalid El-Hakim from Black History 101 Mobile Museum, Demetrius Harris from Fly Compton Foundation, and others. Learn how a simple nudge from Toyota helped boost their momentum, amplify their movements, and or propel them to greater heights. Look for the Toyota After the Nudge podcast on Toyota.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
1 in 8, that's how many people have worked at McDonald's and where some have continued their career. Where graduates of McDonald's Career Online High School program are now role models leading the next generation. Where aunties, uncles, cousins, and communities learn skills they can use in every aspect of life.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
1 in 8 have worked at McDonald's, and where you start stays with you.
And how do you support with the brethren that, you know, sometimes we just don't want to reach out, you know what I'm saying? We don't want to hear it. We have things going on. We're warriors.
You know what, man? You just got to keep trying. I mean, people are going to be reached when they want to be reached, but that don't mean that you stop trying to reach them. Mm. You know what I'm saying? If someone doesn't want to do something one day, that don't mean they're not going to want to do it tomorrow. Yeah. Just, you know, sometimes the light's going to come on for people. And whatever that endeavor may be in life, when trying to help somebody be better themselves. So it's the same thing, you know, just try to be positive. Be like, yo, brother, man, I love you, man, and let's both try. You know, because I'm gonna be trying to eat this salad with you.
Right? Definitely.
We're gonna put down the fried piece of chicken. We're gonna get like a baked grill, piece or a piece grill. Of fish. So, yeah. We can have the fried chicken occasionally, but it's not 4 times.
Not all the time.
Not all the time.
We don't need a 6-piece.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right. You know, a 2-piece. You know, once a week instead of 4 times a week, something like that. You know, it's TackleObesity.com will give people the tools to be better, though. And that's kind of what I want people to do, is be better with themselves.
There it is, yo. Before we let you get out of here, got to ask, who you going for? Chiefs and Niners.
They can both kiss my butt. Nah, I mean, like, I'm so bitter still. I'm just getting over the Chiefs, Ravens loss. But my prediction is the Chiefs, man. Like I said, man, them dudes, man, they just – Mahomes isn't the reason why they beat the Ravens, but he sure helped.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the best quarterback of this day by far. Mm. And I don't see anyone keep from getting his third ring. I mean, the Niners can do it, but I just don't think it's going to happen.
You heard it here first. You talk about one of the best in the game today from the best out there playing tackle, bro. Salute. Many feel this way. Jonathan Ogden. Thanks for going behind the mask, brother.
Thanks, sir.
Much love.
Behind the mask.